Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 9:10, a lot going on this hour. We got the movie review coming up in a second, and right now someone's going to win some money.
It's time to win $1,000 cash. This hour's code word in the 12K a day national contest is...
mood. Someone's in a mood. Mood, M-O-O-D, mood. Text mood to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance at $1,000 in our national contest. That number again is 72881. Message and data rates apply. Please don't text and drive. Mood. Text mood to 72881.
Our text number, 800-400-3697. Please don't text and drive.
Don't do it.
Here's a couple before we get to the movie review. Good morning, Alice peeps. If I agree with Hooman's movie review, will Yuzette unblock me? Love the morning show.
You're unblocked.
Oh, you already unblocked that person?
Well, no, because we switched companies. Everyone that may have been blocked in the past is all good now.
Oh.
Don't tell them that.
So everyone's unblocked, and then you're just going to start blocking people.
Well, I don't want to say it like that. Look, you make me sound so mean.
You're not mean. If someone can't handle themselves on the... We don't want to read your nasty crap every day. You're going to get blocked.
All I ask is don't curse. Don't
giving you a second chance.
Everyone gets a second chance.
I love when people text.
Yeah. The Hillsborough family did the right thing and admitted guilt.
Yep. That's what you got to do. Lori.
Can you imagine? I was thinking after the story. So the Chinese family that paid $6.5 million is seeing this story going, we overpaid by $6 million?
Right.
That wasn't the going price?
It does seem like everybody's on these different levels, crazy levels.
But that level was so far above every other level that...
Maybe their kid's just that dumb.
Well...
Your kid.
Molly.
I'm thinking $6 million.
Vinny, it's good you stopped drinking because your description of drinking at the movies is clear. You can't have just one or two drinks and be cool. I was cracking up at you getting a beer and then peeing and then getting another. Yeah,
alcoholism. It's hilarious.
You see that I've got that thing figured out, right?
It gives me crap for not starting drinking the minute the show's over on Friday.
You should have a drink.
Just have one right now because I can.
Why wouldn't you?
Because I'm working. That's for fun time, Vin.
Oh boy. Is this the trip where Darcy wrote on your wiener? Ha ha, spit out my coffee.
Well, I get all your trips confused.
There was nudity.
Yeah.
And there was a drunk passed out.
Mm.
So they have a lot in common.
Yeah.
And it was me both times.
Sounds like it's a theme here.
Yeah, well, that's why I don't drink. Didn't work out for me.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Because I seem to love it so much.
Oh, my God, Sarah, the Mike Tyson voice interrupting Vinny. You never had me laugh so hard.
Oh, that's wrong. Oh, should I do it now? I don't know. It doesn't seem appropriate. Actually, I just turned into Cartman, so I don't know what happened. You get in the ring with me, and you're going down.
I'm a mechanic, and you couldn't threaten my life to make me buy a Ford.
Oh. Wow.
The Ford-Chevy argument is clearly a thing.
Well, it got a lady shot 5 times in the leg, once in the arm, or, you know, trying to protect her son.
Mm-hmm.
Bryn, besides your Crimea soundbite, that Peebo bit yesterday is right up there. Had me laughing so hard.
Oh, thanks.
Peebo.
I love this.
No, Peebo. It was Peebo. Because his real name, Peebo Bryson's real name is Peepo. Hooman's here. Go ahead.
I know.
Peepo. Peepo.
Stay with friend the Peepo.
I don't feel guilty for any of those purchases. Why do I go to work every day if I can't spend my money on what I want?
Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I certainly don't feel guilty about buying clothes. I actually feel guilty I don't buy enough clothes. Buy some clothes.
Oh.
Oh, my. I'm going on my big girls shopping weekend next weekend.
Oh!
Yeah, it's going to be
all
fun.
All right.
My sister-in-law's coming this time, too. We're going to have a good time. Six ladies running around Napa. All dolled up, you know, old. It's going to be great.
And once again, it's time for the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show to peak for the week.
Peak for the week! Yeah.
It's your Persian Lion. Who? The sexiest comedian in the Bay Area.
Oh, my God.
Rudy.
Oh, yeah.
Ortiz.
This top button is coming off.
Suave. Your button in your shirt, and there's a shirt underneath it.
There's another shirt. Well, takes time to be sexy. I got two shirts at all times.
It's all you.
Are you the lion? Are you the Persian lion?
You didn't know that?
Wow. I
you shouldn't even have to ask that question.
I hear you roar sometimes.
Do you hear that?
Get him.
You hear that?
Go ahead, Persian lion.
All right, everyone. This movie review is brought to you by... the California Film Institute Docklands Documentary Film Festival running May 2nd through May 5th. Check out Saturday night's... show at 5:45 p.m. at the Cine Arts Sequoia in Mill Valley, the world premiere of Motherlode, and special appearance with director Liz Canning. Oh. For a complete list, visit docklands.com. Nice. All right, everyone, here's your review of a film called The Long Shot. Charlize Theron, Seth Rogen,
right.
O'Shea Jackson, that's Ice Cube's kid, and Andy Serkis.
Oh, Andy Serkis. Oh, well.
So in this film, Charlize is Secretary of State. After hiring Seth Rogen as her speechwriter, she inexplicably falls in love with him.
Right.
I thought they knew each other from high school or something.
Well, we don't want to give that part away.
Okay. Well, it's in the trailer.
There's a little backstory.
It's in the trailers.
Just did.
There's a little backstory.
I knew that from the trailer.
Right.
Will Seth be a liability if / when Charlize runs for president?
Why? Is that good looking enough? Or I don't understand why.
Well, clearly.
Well, that's obvious.
Yeah. And that's part of the deal, too. They definitely have their little details as to why they shouldn't be together.
Rudy, besides Avengers Infinity War, is Long Shot the best film of the year?
That, sir, is a long shot in and of itself. All right. I promise. No, it's not. It's not the best film of the year.
No, but so far.
So far. No, not even close.
I'm going to say right now, what is better?
What have we seen?
See? Endgame?
You know what? Triple Frontier was, just to throw one out there. Triple Frontier.
Oh, my God. I couldn't even watch that movie.
Triple Frontier was better than Long Shot.
So I'm going to tell you right now, Long Shot is the second best film of the year so far. Wow. Would you say this is a perfect date film?
This is a great date film. This is the type of movie where like a guy that's in the Seth Rogen category somehow scores a date with a girl in the Charlize Theron category, takes her there and shows her that, you know, love is possible between people who don't belong together. Anything is possible.
Be honest. In the real world, would Charlize ever fall for Seth Rogen?
Listen, she may fall for him. If I'm being honest, she may fall for him and she may fall in love with him, but she won't stay with him in the long run because eventually she'll just realize I'm a shark and this dude is a penguin and we're just not in the same world. So yeah, it's possible though. I mean, I've had girls fall in love with me. One of the girls that was at the movies with us said it herself. She goes, "Oh, I've dated schmucks before. It's okay." So it's possible, but they probably won't stay together long enough.
How amazing is Andy Serkis? He literally is an entirely different person in every movie.
Dude,
right?
when you told me that he was in Black Panther, I was like, no way.
And then he's like the bounty guy or whatever.
Yeah, with
the guy who...
the laser arm guy.
This guy is a chameleon. I had no idea that was him. Until
well, he's also Gollum and Caesar.
Hooman just told me this about 20 minutes ago. So he was incredible. He's like, the guy who plays Batman.
He's Rupert Murdoch in the movie.
Yeah, he's Rupert Murdoch's guy, his doppelganger in the movie. So this guy's incredible.
So because it's Seth Rogen, there's some over-the-top comedy. Was this film too crude?
I don't think it was too crude. I mean, I like crudeness in humor. You know, I think it's funny. I thought it was crude, but I didn't think it was too crude. And honestly, it's Seth Rogen. You kind of know what you're in for with him. So, yeah. So I don't think it was over the top. It was just the right amount.
If you like to go see romantic comedies with your mom, there is a moment in this film that is just, I'm like, even the girls we brought, they covered their faces.
Yes.
I'll tell you off the air.
But they did it the right way, though. They saved it for the right moment. They did it the right way. It wasn't too much.
It wasn't?
I don't think so.
So it's a moment that I would like to share with my mom.
You would share with your mom, but...
Most people wouldn't share.
Would you share it with your mom?
No.
Hell no, not even close.
Sum
it all up, let me just say this. This is a good romantic comedy that men and women will enjoy. But you really have to suspend disbelief. I mean, you really have to suspend it. If you can get past Charlie's and Seth hooking up, you'll enjoy the film. Okay. I give it 3¾ Persians.
Nice. I'm going to give this movie, I don't think you have to suspend that much disbelief. I mean, we've kind of seen this setup before in Knocked Up. And yeah. Seth Rogen, you know, having to be in that one with Catherine Heigl. So I think, you know, you've seen this story before, but the writing was really good. There was a lot of funny moments. I think Seth Rogen is getting funnier and funnier as he gets older. I really appreciate him. And Charlize Theron was a lot funnier than I thought she was going to be. I thought she was just going to be like the contrast to Seth Rogen and just be a pretty face. Really funny, great timing. I'm giving this movie 3 hilarious pinatas.
I have questions.
Oh, boy.
Oh, proceed, sir.
Charlize Theron? Theron? Which one
Theron.
Is it?
I say Theron.
Because I've always heard Theron. And secondly, right. You said this is the second best movie of the year. What's your first, who?
Infinity War.
Okay. Oh, you mean Endgame?
Endgame. Look at him. Look at him. Doesn't even know what it is. The Persian
Big
lion
situation.
Over here.
All right, everyone. Here's your reveal. Your review of El Chicano.
This is El Chicano.
George Lopez and Raul Castillo. He plays El Chicano.
This is my end game right here.
So in this film, the Mexican cartel is about to launch an all-out war in East L.A. Mm. And a mysterious vigilante arises to defend California and America.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's deep.
First of all, Rudy, we know you speak fluent Spanish.
Yes, I do. Si, señor.
Could you translate El Chicano? What is that for the English speaker?
So, and I had to translate this. I had to tell John too last night because
my brother who was thrilled that you were there.
Oh, we had such a good time
with you.
We had such a good time. We were like talking over everybody. Like it was a good time.
Rudy.
Oh, it was the best. It was the best. Yeah. But I, if you don't know what El Chicano is, it's just a label for Mexican Americans. It was popularized in the 60s.
Chicano just means Mexican American
specifically. Not Mexican, not American, the fusion of the two.
All right. Is El Chicano, this film, basically the Mexican version of The Punisher?
I mean, honestly, it is. It's very similar to The Punisher. This guy's out there. He's on a motorcycle. It's about vengeance. You know, it's a lot of killing going on.
This isn't funny.
No, it's not a funny movie. I know some people get thrown off because George Lopez is in it.
That's exactly what I thought. I was like, oh, it's a comedy.
Yeah, this isn't a comedy.
But it's not, though. This movie is about revenge. And so, yes, I would say it's comparable to the Punisher.
Well, since she brought up George Lopez, could you buy into George Lopez, or did he take you out of the film?
Okay, so here's what I got to say about comics who do serious roles. And I have a theory. I think that there's a lot of great comics that have proven that they can take on serious roles because there's a certain level of sensibility that you need to have in order to make people laugh and in order to make people feel something like the way a good actor does. And many comics have proven it. Robin Williams, Jim Carrey, Jamie Foxx, Monique. A lot of great comics have been able to take on serious roles. I didn't think he was going to do a great job because I've never seen him do it before. But truth be told, George Lopez did a really good job holding his own in this serious role.
And what does he play?
He plays the commissioner, the lieutenant.
The lieutenant of the LAPD. Of the LAPD, yeah. It's a little bit of a stretch.
It was a little bit of a stretch, but he held his own, though.
You know what's great about you? You support other Mexican actors.
I mean,
I'm a little bit harsher on George.
Well, you're the Persian lion. I mean, you know, there's going to be one king of the jungle.
Well, talking about Persians and Iran, you know, in the Iranian community, there are certain must-see films that show Persian culture in a very artistic way, like a separation movie called A Taste of Cherry.
Let me unbutton my
shirt. The White Balloon. You're Mexican, Rudy.
Right.
Is El Chicano a must-see if you are Mexican?
Listen, if you're a Mexican-American moviegoer, okay, and you have this music playing everywhere you go, whenever you walk into a Chevy's or whenever you walk into an Applebee's, as I do, and people say olé every time I get on BART, it's a regular thing that we do. But if you're a Mexican-American moviegoer, you got to go watch this movie for the simple fact that it's an all-Latino cast.
It is.
And, you know, it's obviously very Mexican-centric. And if you want to see more beautiful brown people on the big screen, go support the movies that have beautiful brown people on the big screen.
Oh,
so
yeah.
For that reason alone, yes, it's a must-see because we need more Mexicans on the in the film industry.
So is the moral of this film, without El Chicano, the Mexican cartel would actually be able to reconquer California and hand California back to Mexico?
Well, look, that is... That is the crux of the movie, but look.
Don't overdo it.
I won't overdo it because I don't want to get too deep into it. But I will just express myself this way. I think that if you were to ask most Mexican Americans who know the history of Mexico and the United States, it would be kind of laughable to consider that Mexicans and Mexican Americans are going to be pitted against each other, because for the most part, we know we're the same people. You know, I mean, it's just an imaginary line in the ground. So that did kind of have me a little skeptical. I thought it was a little disingenuous, but I understand there had to be an angle in order to make this movie happen, and they chose that.
All right, one last question before we sum it all up. What did you think of the Mexican Bat Cave?
Dude, it was so hilarious. I don't want to spoil anything.
No, yeah.
But I mean, all I can say is storage unit. That's what it was.
Oh, my God.
It was a storage unit, and
I just spoiled it. That's the best thing I heard.
At first, I kind of laughed, but the more I've been thinking about it, I'm like, we've had a 76 Monte Carlo in a storage unit for the last 25 years, so it's actually very appropriate.
You have? What do you pay a month for that?
It's like $400 a month.
Oh, my God. You could have bought 12 of those
cars.
We
can't get rid of the car.
You got it.
Because for Mexicans and old...
They just pull it out and put it on the street.
No, we've been doing that. We've got so many tickets. My dad's got so many unpaid tickets just stacking up. You got to understand, for Mexicans, old Chevys are like, that's a treasure. It's a family heirloom. I'm going to give it to my great-grandkid one day.
And he's going to pay $400 a month to store.
Yeah, I'm going to hand over the public
Chevy
storage
or Ford?
Bill.
Obviously
Chevy.
Oh, it's a Chevy, baby. Come on, man.
No,
come on, baby.
A debate.
It's a Chevy, sir.
She's saying he's a whole take Chevy. To sum it all up, let me just say this. If you like The Punisher, you need to see this film.
Oh.
My worry is that people who don't like Mexico or Mexicans will watch this film and find even more reason to dislike Mexicans.
Right.
With that being said, I'm going to give it 3 Persians.
Listen, this movie was made very well. It was shot very well. And there was the story was well written. And for that reason, I would give it 3 solid piñatas. But the propaganda, it knocked it down a whole piñata.
No.
So I'm giving it 2 disappointed piñatas.
Oh, what you said.
Go see the movie, though.
People.
I'm conflicted.
You gotta build it up, man.
I'm people. Listen, I'm conflicted in terms of I want people to go watch it because we want more Mexicans on screen.
It is your people.
It was a little disappointed. I was disappointed. And I think if anybody pays attention to the reviews, I think you're gonna see that point of contention come up a little more often.
They didn't let the critics post their reviews this morning.
Well, you'll see it. Check Univision. Univision will be talking about it. Univision, Telemundo. They'll be talking about it. So, yeah, unfortunately, I'm giving it 2 piñatas.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. That sucks.
I know. 2 piñatas in a storage unit.
I really hope.
Sorry, George.
By the way, I meant for Rudy to wear this jacket.
Oh yeah.
During the review.
Dude, this is the jacket
that Seth Rogen wore the entire film.
In the entire movie of the long shot. It was so... Like, look at me.
Look at me.
So how would Charlize, pink and purple.
How would Charlize ever hit on a guy wearing that jacket?
She got to know him. Sometimes people are beautiful inside.
Come on, dude. I look like one of those like fat kids
Stand
from the
up,
90s
let me
that,
see.
That's wearing like a Charlotte Hornets windbreaker.
That is a terrible jacket.
And he has this in the entire movie.
Why?
Because they're just trying to show how goofy he is.
But he's a speechwriter. Don't they put him in a suit? She's the Secretary of State, for God's sake.
No. He's like a different type of speechwriter. He's like a rebel, you know? Oh. So they have to make him look
a little
goofy. Let
me guess, he writes things into the speech that only she will understand.
Yes.
You know, hello.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. I mean, wow, you've seen this movie before. I could write this movie. Wow. Can you write this windbreaker into it?
No, I wouldn't have been able to come up with that. That is a stroke of genius. Next. It's exactly shark's teal, too. Like,
it
I'm looking at the teal on the shark's hat right
there. I like the starburst pink, too. I'm a big fan of that. I'm digging it. Can I keep this?
Yeah, you can keep that.
You're
that's
the man.
You. Oh, are you really going to wear that?
No,
you're not
going to
wear
Dude,
that.
I'm wearing this. I'll be wearing this to a business mixer later on this weekend.
Real quickly, everyone, next week we'll be reviewing Tolkien.
Yes.
Oh, I can't wait to see that.
Look at my eyebrows. I was pleasantly...
What the hell?
I'm a huge Tolkien fan. I guess the family is not psyched.
They are not. I did all my research. They are not with the movie. They don't support it in any way, shape, or form.
Fantastic.
They were actually against
it. That means it's going to be good.
You
all right. Thank you so much, Rudy. Got anything you want to promote? Any couple gigs
what do I got coming
up?
You know what? Actually, well, you know what? Just to let you guys know, me and Vaughn are going to be throwing a show over at the Blue Dream Dispensary in Oakland on May 16th.
All right.
So you guys should come on out.
Perfect.
Good times.
Thanks, guys. Great job.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show.
I didn't hear you give your review or your
2 cents even.
I liked the movie, and it was violent. There was one time in the movie that there was so much violence going on, I actually covered my face.
Oh.
We're talking about El Chicano.
El Chicano.
You went and saw it last night.
Yeah. So I think my dad would have enjoyed it. I think my brother would enjoy it. I was reading that it almost didn't have backers because they wanted, it was mostly Latino actors, and they wanted at least a white person. Like, they wanted George Lopez's character to be a white guy.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, they wanted some kind of white influence, but I liked it.
Well, they got it to the theaters anyway.
They did, so yeah. I hope it does, you know, okay.
Right.
I don't know what else
system?
Is opening this weekend. Do you know what else is opening this
weekend?
Well,
it's a long shot.
Oh, the long shot. Other
well,
than that
the Marvel Endgame's probably going to rule the weekend again.
Yeah, so I don't know. If it makes top 10, that'll be good.
Out of 5, what do you give it, though, Yus?
I think I would give it a 3. Mm. I don't have what I would give it. What can I use?
Gigantic breasts. That.
Okay.
That could be
3
that.
Gigantic breasts.
Wow, that's one too many. It sounds like. I mean,
I
Rudy would argue
3
she just
okay
be
with
2.
You?
Yeah.
Okay. It'll work. The more the merrier. Thanks to Rudy Ortiz for coming in today. You can follow him at It's Rudy Ortiz, at It's Rudy Ortiz on Instagram.
Or just rudyortiz.com.
Yeah.
Check out his shows coming up.
You can find him tomorrow on the show. Ronnie Chang is coming by.
He is.
You know him from The Daily Show and from Crazy Rich Asians. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to meeting him. Plus, it'll be Friday the whole day.
That's right.
Very exciting. Very exciting.
Yes.
I've gotten really into this
you
Friday thing
with
these days.
Finally!
Yay!
It took 23 years.
My family's killing me.
You poor thing. All right, have a great one. We'll see you tomorrow.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.